Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, let me offer a Groupon, and then we'll get to the people. But I want to know if we've arrived at a point where we are no longer, no matter what happens. Please don't come up with situations that are so zany. Just work with me. Rico, what he said there towards the end of the segment was really interesting, which was, they went for it on fourth, didn't get it. Nobody cared. Can we keep that same energy no matter how the season does or doesn't finish? Because you know what I really don't want to do? The Dan Campbell should have taken the field goal theater. On a week-in, week-out basis, you know what he doesn't do? Take the field goal. It has become your modus operandi. Can we hand out a Groupon that basically says there will be no discussion of fourth down decisions? You live by the sword. You will die by the sword. And right now, you're living. You're like Rico when he goes out on the town. You're swinging that thing left and right. Different definitions of swords. The point remains. You cannot complain when keeping it real goes wrong. Can we not? There will be no discussion of Dan Campbell fourth downs this point forward. I want to put an amendment out there.
So if he kicks the field goal, you're okay with it. If he decides to go for it, I'm saying the parameters of this Groupon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm there because
right, David, you want to vote on this?
Because he actually has a kicker he likes this year. So he's not afraid.
You mean the guy who was selling bricks a year ago?
Yeah. So he's not afraid to kick field goals when he thinks, you know what? Go out there. Because he hasn't missed one yet this year. And think about that.
I mean,
he hasn't missed, but while Justin Tucker for the Ravens
six
is just out there looking like he's about to be homeless.
He might be homeless if he misses another one. I'm in on this Groupon. I'm purchasing this Groupon.
Okay.
Yep. I'm all in.
You know, I'm not doing the embargo stuff. I'm just saying, can I just get to a point where I'm not, no matter what happens, and I think they're going to win and win their last game of the season and win the Super Bowl. But if they don't and there's some kind of fourth down call, I would like to advocate you call a different show.
So basically how the season ended last year.
Yeah, I don't want to hear.
You're not allowed
to
do that.
You live by it all year. We're not going to be able to do those shows.
Not going to scapegoat a wide receiver out of town?
I don't think that's fair. Okay. Kenny, go ahead. Hey, by the way, congrats on Jim Montgomery. Oh, wait. Nice performance against the Bruins. It's almost like winning 2-1 is unsustainable. Sorry.
Oh, you don't say. Yeah, no, that one hurt my feelings a little bit. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I'm purchasing the Groupon. I'm with David. I'm all in on this. And you said it. You live by the sword. You die by the sword. And Campbell seems to have a pulse about how this team is going to perform in those situations. Also, we have a legitimate kicker now. I didn't think we did at the beginning of the season, but now we know we do. Yeah. I trust whatever decision he makes on fourth down.
Okay. Good. I just want to know if everyone can arrive at that point. So let's get to the people. 248-539-9797. We'll go to DJ, who had the entire back room at St. Elmo's rented out. DJ, how are you?
What up, though, my dog?
How are you doing, man? Good to talk to you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm great. Always a pleasure. So I actually was going to elaborate on something that Rico said when I heard him leaving Carson Anderson, which is, Rico, you said which coordinator is more important to our success, and I think that is, like, clearly Aaron Glenn. It's not even close. There's no way on God's green earth you could have told me that my Lions defense would be top five. There's no way. That man has did a coaching job that is unbelievable, and we need to cherish it because I just don't even believe it. I'm still kicking myself at how good they are. So.
Yeah, DJ, I actually agree with you that as much fun as Ben Johnson has this offense going and the trick plays, and it's just unstoppable because if one person, Montgomery goes out, Gibbs comes in, okay, you want to cover them, there's St. Brown, there's LaPorta. The defense, because it seems like every week you're taking away pieces from Aaron Glenn, he's like, okay, fine, I can work with that. I can work with that. Because you got to remember, this is all without their best defensive player, and they've actually gotten better since then.
Absolutely. Now, Mike, to throw it back to you to answer your question to get back on task, would I bet today? I'm not a betting man, but that's the if game. If I were to bet a paycheck today, absolutely not. And for two reasons. One is Vildor. That's enough said. Just Vildor. That's enough said. And then number two, I'm a diehard 313 to the day I die, but what those Philadelphia Eagles present to me, forget Saquon and all those, I don't care nothing about that, is their defensive line. They possibly have our kryptonite because I've been watching the way Jalen and Hassan Reddick and those guys have been coming. They coming. So we all know that Goff goes from looking like very good and great to looking average when a defensive line can get on him. That's my only reason I just wouldn't go all in on us winning the Super Bowl because of that Philly defensive line and Vildor.
Let's all not right. Bottom line is if that game's played in Ford Field, the Eagles aren't winning.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
You can just take that to the bank. Now, if you've got to go to Philly, it's a different conversation. But right here, right now, that's not the case. But no, DJ, I understand. But think about this, right? CBS Sports has this note. This is why I think the Lions are historically good. The NFC North is the first division since the 2002 realignment that has three teams with eight or more wins through the first 12 weeks of the season. I mean, you dispatched of Minnesota. You dispatched to the Packers. You're about to do it to the Bears. Exit the bubble. The Bears should be 7-4, not 4-7, but the Pack are 8-3. They're a good football team. The Vikings are 9-2. We may not think they're 9-2 good. They're a good football team. And they're still multiple games behind the Detroit Football Lions. You are 10-1. It is the best start for this team since 1930. Like, it's okay to just say, yeah, this is historical. Mm-hmm. Because it is. And you're winning the Super Bowl.
I think that's the cherry on top. But yeah, I saw that a few weeks ago. Like, man, they are. This isn't just winning. Like, every year there's a good team in the NFL. Good team.
Yeah, this ain't that.
They're in the VIP section of the, like,
there are killings every day, but there are not a lot of serial killers. This team's a serial killer.
Okay.
This team shows up and you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the margin of victory thing we talked about with your 99 Rams, my 07 Pats, the only two teams in the last 25 years to have a scoring margin of 13.3 points or better a game, The Lions are on pace for that.
I mean, we're going into Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
And we've yet to have a quarterback throw for two touchdowns.
You've gone three straight weeks. If you don't allow the Bears to score in the second half, it'll be a month.
Right.
Without giving up a point in the second half.
Right, without giving up a point, but just a second touchdown.
All while you're missing a defensive player that you're caliber player.
And you look at the guys, like, it's not like they went out there and just played no one at quarterback. Like, you're from Stafford, too. Like, there's guys that are, you know, C.J. Stroud, who everybody thought was going to be great.
Stroud, Stafford, Geno, Kyler, Love, Darnold. Who am I missing? Thanksgiving. I can't even keep up. Who did I miss?
I'm trying to think. You said Stroud.
Stafford.
Darnold.
Levis.
Who could forget Mason Rudolph?
Mason Rudolph.
The point I'm making is you faced quarterbacks. It's not like the Chargers. Look, we're sitting here, and admittedly, I'm excited about the Chargers. I think they're going to be a wild card problem. Do you know the Chargers haven't beaten a team with a winning record? It's week 12.
Wow.
They haven't beaten a team with a winning record. I'll tell you what, you like math.
Oh, I got into Harvard.
Like, go do the math.
Is that how I said it?
Kind of. Go do the math and give me the record of the teams they faced. They haven't beat a team with a winning record. Meanwhile, here at the Lions, they beat everybody.
Yeah, Kyler Murray, Geno, Dak, beat them all.
You've been battle-tested against some good offenses, battle-tested against good quarterbacks, and the tests are going to keep coming. I mean, Caleb is playing way better football. Jordan Love is playing better football, and you know what you're getting with Josh Allen. But I just don't feel like any of it matters. I think the team absolutely has the ability to go 16-1. They absolutely have the ability to go down as an all-time great team. And right now, they profile like the 07 Pats, who I know didn't win the Super Bowl. I digress. I'm just making a point to you. What you're watching, and you better get it done, because there's very good odds you're not losing a coordinator this offseason. You're losing them both. And you're probably going to lose your assistant general manager in Ray Agnew, because his name's popping up on lists everywhere for someone to take Brad Holmes understudy and have him run their team. Get it done now before you look like Rico's team. He's really living La Vida Loca over there. You'd be lucky if you're 500.
It's always next year.
That's right. Enjoy your prime now, because before you know it, aka Niners 24. Overnight. It's the equivalent of overnight oats. Overnight sag. That's what happened to your team.
Yeah, I got it, Mike.
Okay. I'm projecting because my team's terrible.